I hate to whinge, but entertaining a mermaid on stage in front of a live crowd isn't as glamorous as I thought it was going to be. Hello, I'm Rosie Panetta, and yes, this is the return of I Hate to Whinge, the podcast. And yep, this week I'm talking to a mermaid. We had this chat in front of a live crowd as part of the Adelaide Podcast Festival in Adelaide in March, alongside all the fringe festivities. And yes, it did take a little effort to get her on stage, as you'll see in the pics on the website, thanks to a couple of volunteers who helped carry her quite awkwardly, but as elegantly as possible onto stage so we could sit down and have a chat about life in a tale, life in the ocean, and in particular, pollution down there. And of course, we get to the weekly whinges of the week, where I usually hit the streets, but in this case, I just hit the front row of the crowd. Sorry guys for bothering you, but thanks. Don't you feel better for doing it? All right, well, let's start right now with what was a pretty lengthy, but I would hope a forgivable explanation as to why it's taken so long for I Hate to Whinge the podcast to return. Hi guys. I hate to whinge, but packing my life up in Tasmania, throwing it on a boat, moving it from there to here, to then moving with my boyfriend of 12 years, to then buy a house, renovate that house, get engaged by travelling through Europe, then plan that wedding while trying to navigate my way through a very, very social big fat Italian family and his big fat Italian family, while trying to find work to fund that wedding, to feed all those Italians, has eaten up more of my past 14 months than I really planned for. Alas. It is time to put the podcast first. I'm here. We're doing it. No need to whinge. Roll the intro, my friend. Hi, I'm Rosie Panetta, and this is I Hate to Whinge, the podcast, the long-lost return, the live version tonight here at the Elephant Irish Pub. Thanks for being here, guys. Now, really soon, I have a very, very special guest. This seat is for her, and I'm just going to say, she might be the most fabulous thing you see tonight. But just briefly, I want to introduce the podcast to you. It is not about whinging, despite the name. It's about finding, I think, the silver lining, I think we could say. Look, lots of weird things happen to me, and this podcast and the website is a way to vent. So each month I get a guest, they start the sentence with, I hate to whinge, but, and then what goes from there is anything. I've had, I hate to whinge, but my hypnotist couldn't turn me straight. It's not a show at the Fringe this year. It's about a guy I knew who went to a hypnotist to try and ungay his thoughts. Thankfully, the hypnotist was rubbish, and he is a very proud gay man who's very successful in the pubs. So that's nice. And I've also got I hate to whinge, but my dad made cat schnitzels. It is, yeah, I know. Look, no animals were injured in the making of that schnitzel or the podcast, and it is coming soon. Seriously, we're all about saving the animals, especially tonight. And at the end of every podcast, actually, I like to hit the streets, but tonight you're here, especially you guys at the front. So have a think about this. Finish this sentence, I hate to whinge, but you can whinge about anything you like. Like, just get something off your chest. This is more about venting than whinging. I should be in PR, really. It could be about the way our Prime Minister says the word sexual. I don't know if you heard him this. Sexual. It's like he was trying to avoid the word sex. Or maybe you want to whinge about how long your partner took to get ready. Or maybe you want to whinge about the fact that it's a school night and your friend forced you to come out and listen to her talk when you can get that for free. Shout out to my friends. Hey, guys. But let's get this guest out here because she is waiting and she is gorgeous. And she is one of the inspirational among my guests. I don't know how to introduce her, really, other than I met a 24-year-old uni student who spent her free time promoting the message of conservation, protecting the environment, especially about the oceans. The oceans are filthy, people. I don't know if you've looked into it, but they are gross and it is our fault. And she is out there in her spare time trying to help us fix that. She's also made really, really good friends with some underwater animals, in particular, mermaids. One in particular called Mermaid Salacia. They're really, really, really good friends. Like I'm talking, they're the same person. And I've been really excited to say this all night. Can the boys please carry out my guest tonight? Can we please welcome Mermaid Salacia to the stage? She's being carried by two men for those people listening to the podcast and not visually seeing this. Now, she are you guys okay? Obviously, her legs, well, they don't exist, so we're going to carry her up here. Do you want to take that seat there? Yeah, let's do that, and I'll hook you up. All right, we'll get this mic. This last mic is good for Celestia. Thanks, boys. A round of applause for our... I mean, you didn't really dress for the occasion, babe. All right. All right. Thank you for the sound effect. Actually, the dolphin is quite an important sound effect. We're going to get to that really, really soon. I'm just going to sort out this mic. I'll stay on this one. Hi, lady. Hey,
hello.
All right,
hello.
Let's get you on that. Hey, welcome.
Hello.
How are you? Oh, that's
good.
Mine.
Yeah.
Thanks. She promised me a headpiece. That was very... Thanks,
You're
babe.
An ocean princess now.
Thank you. I can't swim, so that's odd. all right, let's get into the questions. There's so much to talk about, and I know we're going to run out of the 15 minutes. Look, the key thing to podcasts is we can keep talking after tonight is over. Let's start with the questions I know everyone wants to know the answers to, all right? Can you pee right now?
Not particularly, no.
Yeah. How long can you hold on in there?
As long as I need.
What's
kind
the
of
longest
gross.
You've held on? I mean, this is a really classy start for the conversation.
I don't know. I don't time it.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right. Now, I know it's rude to ask a lady or a mer-lady how much she weighs, but how much does that bottom half of you actually weigh?
The bottom half of me weighs 15 kilos, most of which is in the fluke, so which is this part for those here. It's the big flappy bit at the end.
We are talking about the tail, people. Now... Obviously, you were born with this tail, Celestia, mermaid of the underworld. How long did it take for you, you know, since your merman and mer-mum made you, did it take to master the tail?
I think it was about 2 years that I was really, you know, swimming independently.
It's insane. It's amazing. Now, I discovered you... Well, just lying on a beach, kind of.
Yeah.
You literally turn up to beaches in Adelaide and you just appear like magic.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's really wonderful being a mermaid. You get to swim around, have lots of fishy friends, but it's pretty heartbreaking when your fishy friends die. And as grim as that is, it's humans who are the main... cause for a lot of early deaths for my fishy friends, and that comes down to plastic.
Yeah.
And mermaids don't make plastic, so I need to go talk to the people who do.
Yeah, mermaids are really, really endangered. Now, you go out there, you literally appear like magic from the depths of the ocean. There are secrets that cannot be revealed, but you're keeping the magic alive for the kids and the parents, which I absolutely adore, which is why I just needed to talk to you when I discovered you. What are the reactions of, like, little people when they see a mermaid literally emerge? You emerge from the depths and then beat yourself, pretty much.
Pretty much. It's a combination of shock, horror and awe, which is fantastic. And it's not just from the little ones, but adults, when they see a mermaid for the first time, very nearly poop themselves. Which is a fantastic reaction.
Kind of. I guess the ocean is there to wash away.
Thank you, Water Mother.
Now, you go down there, one, to, like, you know, spread the magic, which I love, but the environmental stuff, the stuff that you're passionate about.
Very much so.
You kind of try and start the message there while you're there, right?
Well, that's always been a thing for me when I was a little baby mer.
A what?
A little baby mermaid.
A baby mer.
I learnt a lot of my moral principles through magic stories. You know, even in the ocean, we had Harry Potter and we had those things. And I learnt a lot of how to care for other people, how to care for our world through magic stories. And I believe that if you have magic, you have a message. And that's what I try to deliver to today's youth. Is that you can change the world. All it takes is some hard work and a little bit of magic.
I love it. You're so wonderful. All right, now, I know we don't have much time because I really want to get to some really ugly facts, which when I discovered you, I started looking into. And like I said, the ocean is gross. I mean, we sit there and take in the serenity, but deep down, some of the crazy facts are, like, I think each year about 8 8 billion tons of rubbish ends up in the ocean. And they reckon that by 2050, there'll be more plastic in the ocean than actual fish, which is insane. And you read up a lot about the animals in the ocean, and so many of them, like, they cut them open and there is plastic in their guts, and they're eating it and they're starving and they're dying.
Yeah, and the thing is, for those of you that eat fish, a fish eats plastic, you eat the fish, congratulations, you've eaten plastic. So if that doesn't put you off your dinner, I don't know what will, you know?
Now, in your day-to-day life, like when mermaids go get a latte,
yeah.
there are small things that you promote while you're on the beach and when you're hanging out with that human, you know, Dallister.
Yeah.
She's really, really cool. Like small things, like small changes that we can all make. I know that sounds so preachy and I don't mean it to, but it really is as small as, like you were saying, don't use coffee cups. Like,
yeah,
get your one that stays and you take it to your shop every day.
I was reading a statistic today that there's something like 14 million plastic bottles are used by Australians each year. 14 million. Now, if we go, oh, well, I'll just take my plastic, reusable bottle instead of using a plastic one, how many fish, how many dolphins, how many sea creatures can you save? Same with plastic bags. Don't go, oh, well, yeah, I'll just take a plastic bag, because what happens to that plastic bag? It looks like a jellyfish. So, you know, you go to the shops and you use a reusable bag. You can get, like, cotton ones, which are really good for the environment. Your coffee cups, they're incredibly bad. But a takeaway coffee cup that you can reuse and reuse and reuse doesn't cost very much at all, and a lot of places give you discount for using a reusable cup. And who doesn't love saving money?
I mean, especially when you're a uni student or you work in media. the crazy stat is something like only 9% of plastics used in Australia are recycled. So you're all contributing. I don't want to pass the blame game, but we can all fix it. Now, we are running out of time. I told you this would just fly by, and I really want to talk about a beautiful resource we have here. Now, mermaid Salacia. Salacia is the
goddess
of the sea, and you are quite passionate about dolphins. And here in South Australia, we have a beautiful resource at our doorstep and some beautiful animals who are living in pretty filthy situations.
Yeah.
Talking the Port River dolphins.
Yeah, the Port River dolphins.
Who you kind of know by name, all of them.
Yeah.
But you can't swim there, you said.
You can't swim there because it is so polluted. But really, I'm going to bring it down again. We had two baby dolphins born around Christmas time, Ruby and Holly. They both died. Today, we found out that one of them was killed by people on boats speeding in the Port River. We don't actually know what happened to the Ruby. We think it was possibly pollution. We found rubbish in the mangroves, some of which were toxic. And that's probably what killed them. But we have four baby dolphins.
Yeah, this week, great news. Just dropped,
yeah,
baby,
like,
dolphins.
Since the new year, four baby dolphins. And I think it's really important that we look after our dolphins. The dolphins in the Port River are the only ones in the world that naturally know how to do that little tail walk thing they do. Our dolphins are the only ones who can do that, and I think it's really important we protect them.
So, I can see my timer is 3 minutes to go. All right. I know, it just flew. So, we could talk for ages, and perhaps in the future we will get a longer podcast going, because we did not even scrape the surface of all those notes I made. But you just pop up in places, right?
Yeah, I just appear. I normally sometimes post on Facebook where I'm going to be, and sometimes I just appear and I surprise people. And
like magic.
Like magic.
And what would be your advice to kind of help promote the save the ocean kind of message?
Yeah, save the mermaids. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Now, I know I'm running out of time, and I want to stay true to making these people in the front row fret. So, cue my outro music, music boy. We're heading to the streets, and by the streets, I mean you. Please finish the sentence. I hate to whinge, but...
Donald Trump?
It's an incomplete sentence. How far does this cord go, mate? Far? All right. No, it doesn't. It's taped to the... Can you three just come up to me? Please. I love you. And you. You come here. Quick, the music's going to run out. I hate to whinge, but...
I hate caravans driving slow in the Adelaide Hills.
Okay, one of you has to come up here.
Bad cyclist.
Bad cyclist? And then you, organiser. Come here. Liam, finish it off. I hate to whinge, but...
Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's so unfair. What did Billy Ray do to you? All right. Thank you so much for chilling with us tonight. Thank you again to The Elephant here. Thanks to the Ozcast boys for hosting my podcast. There'll be more coming. All you have to do is search I Hate to Whinge or rosiepinetta.com. Subscribe, like it, keep chatting, and I hope we can all whinge together again real soon. Thanks, guys. And can we hear it again? For Mermaid Salacia, can the boys come back and take her home? We need to get this lady some water.